Amazon Prime subscribers have long had access to various services and subscriptions. Now they can get access to prescriptions as well. RX Pass will cost $5 for Prime members and will provide generic medications for over 80 common health conditions, like high blood pressure. It's just the latest attempt by Amazon to break into the lucrative US health sector. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, joins me now for more on what this means for patients and the pharmaceutical industry. Robin, hello.
Hello, Deepa.
So Amazon launching this new service as an optional tag onto your Prime membership. How will it work? Do we just click a button and it's delivered to our doorstep free of charge?
Yeah, you pad on that capability. What is it, $5 a month for all you can, I won't say all you can eat, all you can pop. But I don't want it to sound reckless. Yeah, there's a whole roster of commonly used generic drugs for everything from lowering cholesterol to blood sugar issues to anxiety and depression. And you have seen this to a certain extent with Walmart and Target and the others, that they do include the most bought prescription drug generics at a kind of a loss-leading price. But I've never seen something to the extent that it's kind of a bolt-on to a subscription service and it's kind of all you can buy. So in that respect, it should worry the pharmacies.
Yeah, and in a press release, Dr. Vin Gupta, the chief medical officer for Amazon Pharmacy, said that 150 million Americans take one or more medications available through this new service. I'm wondering if this could be a big shakeup of the pharmaceutical industry.
I think it will be if and when it can get into more esoteric drugs and less commonly prescribed drugs where cost savings, you know, already you're having some of the most common drugs out there, like you take metformin for blood sugar or A1C or list sertraline on this, which is Zoloft for anxiety. You do see the insurance companies with the pharmacies, and there is overlap there. For example, if you look at CVS, it's co-owned. They do bring that to a kind of a negligible amount per month, $5 or $10. So it's already tough to compete there. But suppose this gets into more expensive categories where you are effectively spreading out the cost of an Amazon Prime membership of around $150 a year plus this $5 thing to further disrupt and bring down prices there. I think that's when it really gets Wall Street's attention.
And we should say it's $5 a month, correct? It's not a flat $5 for the year.
$5 a month. But when you look at the statistics of people paying on average out of pocket something like $164, it could be disruptive a year.
Mm. You know, Amazon has offered telehealth services and an RX Pass subscription. You know, in the past, are patients really taking to getting their medical care from Amazon?
Not really. I mean, you haven't seen the likes of CVS and Walgreens and Walmart and the grocery stores pharmacy operations go bankrupt, but it has kept them honest. It has forced them to, for example, come out, and CVS has had to offer something like an Amazon Prime with CarePass. Walmart has had to offer dozens of loss-leading generic subscriptions. So it's keeping the entire industry honest when in the past, the prices would just be runaway.
10 seconds, Robin. Will it work?
It could well work for Amazon. The name of the game for them is increasing the indispensability of Amazon Prime. And certainly nobody imagined motion pictures, groceries, and now prescription drugs.
Mm. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you, Robin.
My pleasure, Deepa.